The flood water that took out Lake Delton in June has subsided. In its wake is a smaller tourism industry. What was billed the greatest show on water now takes place on a stage surrounded by mud. The only water link to the Tommy Bartlett Ski Show comes from several fountains at the parking lot entrance. In a nearby restaurant, the lack of a lake has plunged them into a dry spell. Jessica Warwick is a waitress at Sino's Cafe. It has only two customers at high noon. Warwick blames rising gas prices and the flooding, which ended the ski shows for this summer.
We lost about 50 to 60% of our business here, actually, because we always get people who stop in like before the shows, and they just aren't coming to the show, so they don't come and get food anymore.
Visitors still come to the Dells, but there aren't as many of them. Some are actually unaware of the disaster, despite repeated TV images of houses carried away in the current of the Wisconsin River. Others are curious to see what remains. Carol Dahman of Freeport, Illinois, was taking still pictures of the dried-up lake while her husband videotaped the stark scene of stumps.
We just like being on water, so usually stay on water, but we're not on the water this year because I think it would be sad.
Empty or full, the lake is still drawing crowds. Tours on the World War II amphibious ducks cater to the curious, with tour guides like Jeremy Ringdahl giving riders the specifics on why Lake Delton drained.
The lake emptied out in a little under 2 hours, completely washed away the entire section of shoreline here. It was a pretty bad disaster. We do hope the lake will be back next spring or summer.
In the meantime, there are lots of deals to lure tourists.
Just the two of you?
Yeah.
Do you guys plan on doing anything else though while you're up here?
We're probably going to go see the show.
The Bartlett Show?
Yeah.
Okay, if you buy them together right now, I can give you 20% off on both of them.
Discounts are common as business owners try to make the best of a tourist season that will taper off in about a month come Labor Day. Linda Alessi runs the Sandrift Resort on Lake Delton. It's one of several shoreline lodges offering cheap tickets for those who stay there.
This is unprecedented. I have been here in the Dells for 18 years. I've had two other resorts. Never did you get 50% off of Noah's Ark, Tommy Bartlett, the original ducks, any of these attractions.
For some customers, it's not enough. Alessi says she's had to give back thousands of dollars in room deposits, and like other resorts, has vacancies at what is normally peak season.
People think we are so desperate that they'll call us up and they'll want to rent maybe one night, which most of us do not do because it just doesn't pay for us at all. All they want to do is they want to come up and get their free tickets. That's all they care about.
Work crews are shoring up the dam and surrounding land around Lake Delton with plans to refill it in time for ski shows next summer. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.